From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the northwest frontier province of Pakistan lies the Swat Valley. It's a lush region, known for its green meadows and sweeping mountain vistas. But it's also been the scene of daily conflict between Islamist militants and the Pakistani army. NPR's Philip Reeves went to the Swat Valley and filed this report.
Dr. Zahid Hussain cannot sleep. He cannot work. He cannot concentrate. He gestures at the aging stethoscope on the desk of his cramped, ramshackle surgery. That's no use anymore, he says. He can't hear properly, as he has a perforated eardrum. A few months back, the doctor was caught up in a suicide bombing. 50 people died in that attack.
Mentally, I am depressed due to this disease and these incidents and this trauma. I am in grief. I miss strong grief.
The attack happened at the funeral of the doctor's son-in-law, a policeman blown up by the Taliban earlier that day. Among the dead was the doctor's 20-year-old grandson. Hussein, a worn-looking man in his mid-60s, is confused. He can't figure out why people are doing this to his community.
I don't know what they want here. They're killing the people. I don't know, I don't understand their aim.
That community is a city called Mingora in Pakistan's Swat Valley. Before the trouble started, the valley attracted tourists from far and wide. The local people call it the Switzerland of Asia. You can fish for trout surrounded by peach orchards and poplar trees. You can even ski. But war has crept down from the nearby mountains, the tribal areas bordering Afghanistan, and into the valley. The Taliban is here, and so is the Pakistan army. They're both causing havoc. Zahid Khan is sitting in the courtyard of his fancy hotel. Tea is served by the one waiter still on his books. Khan says all the others have been sent home.
How many guests do you have now in this hotel?
There are no guests this year.
Khan heads the Swat Hotel Association. He says 75% of Swat Valley's nearly 900 hotels and restaurants are now closed. Tens of thousands of people are out of work. Many have left. Yet, says Khan's business partner, Mohammed Ibrahim, when you start talking about whose fault this is, people are frightened.
Because if any person says something, there is no life protection for him.
People are afraid.
People are afraid, definitely.
Are you afraid?
Yes, me too.
Last year, Pakistan's government sent the army into Swat to clear out the Taliban. After months of fighting, a peace agreement was struck in May, but it fell apart. So the army's launched what it calls the second phase of its operation against the militants.
Mullah Sufi Muhammad Sahib ki.
This is their opponent. His name is Mullah Fazlullah, and he's the leader of the Taliban in Swat Valley. Many just call him the FM Mullah.
He was assigned this task to make trouble in this area.
Ziauddin Yousafzai is a Swat resident and a leading peace activist.
He availed the opportunity of running an FM channel where he spoke in Pashto. And all other channels in this area, they are in Urdu or in English. So especially the women folk, they were his listeners.
The FM Mullah's men have attacked music and barber shops and torched nearly 100 girls' schools. They regularly assassinate government and security officials. Sajjad Khan, the local police chief, acknowledges he's a likely target himself.
Police has been the main target of the militants since we are the assemble of the rate of the government, rate of the state.
The army imposes a curfew every night and at times in the day, further damaging the economy. It's been bombarding militant positions in villages, sometimes killing civilians with stray shells. The people of Swat are religiously conservative and, like the Taliban, Pashtuns. Those brave enough to talk will tell you they despise both sides in this conflict, especially the army. Estimates vary over how much of Swat Valley is in Taliban hands. The police say it's roughly 15%. Others say it's more. There's something else the people of Swat will tell you. Conspiracy theories abound in this part of the world, and here many are convinced that Pakistan's security agencies are covertly encouraging war and working with the Taliban. Peace campaigner Ziauddin Yousafzai says both sides are playing a game in which they contrive to keep fighting to ensure the US keeps paying Pakistan hundreds of millions of dollars every month. He says American financial support is not the solution.
it is the most corrupting force. It is the most corrupt because then the target of the army is not peace, is not the elimination of terrorism. Their target is to show to Americans that we are using our gunships, we are firing mortars, and your money is being used.
Yousafzai says the effect of this game on the community is devastating.
There is only one business, that is war business. All other businesses are gone.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Philip Reeves will have another report from the Swat Valley of Pakistan on tomorrow's program.